When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. Put a Silverado in your toolbox.
And this is Tom Gimbel back on Your Money Matters. And I'm pleased to have Caleb Silver joining us now. Caleb, are you there?
Yeah, so good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Editor-in-Chief of Investopedia. You're a busy guy these days.
Absolutely. We love it. So many questions. People have so many questions about their money, especially now when times are seemingly tough. We got a lot of incoming, so it's good to be here to be able to help answer those questions.
Well,
I appreciate you having me on the show.
No, absolutely. So let's just get right down to brass tacks. So you're graduating from college or you're out of college. You've been working for a few years. Where is the best place to invest your money?
Well, we always say the best day to start investing was yesterday. The next best day is today. And what we're usually talking about is the U.S. stock market. It's been the best performing stock market for probably the past 40 or 50 years. I know we're going through a rough time right now, but that's happening around the world at the moment. You got to diversify when you invest, but it's always good to start with something simple like an index fund that tracks the S&P 500 or tracks the NASDAQ or the Dow Jones Industrials or a sector that you believe in. Maybe that's telecom. Maybe that's communications. Maybe that's retail. Where do you believe the growth's going to be? That's where you want to invest. And you don't need to be a stock picker. You need to be able to diversify and maybe pick index funds or exchange-traded funds. Diversify your risk a little at a time every month. Get that compound growth going over time, and you're going to be very happy 20, 30 years later.
And so do I just go to Investopedia and I research what funds? I mean, how am I? I don't have enough money if I'm 23, 24, 25 to be going to, you know, Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, right? So I'm just picking a fund, or do I go to a place? What do you think?
Yeah, well, you can easily sign up for a brokerage account right now. You only need, some of them have very low minimums, some as low as $500, some even lower than that. And you want to pick an index fund, like something that tracks the S&P 500, as I said. There's an ETF out there called SPY, S-P-Y, that tracks the S&P 500. There's one that tracks the Dow Jones Industrials called the Diamond, D-I-A. And there's one that tracks the NASDAQ called QQQ, if you want to track these major indexes. Or you can just do research and say, what's the best index fund or exchange-traded fund for me to invest in a particular sector? And you don't need to afford the entire cost of an ETF or a stock right now. You can buy fractional shares, $10, $20, $50. The best thing to do is to get started and be consistent every month. Dollar cost average your way in. Don't worry about the bottom, the top. Just keep investing. Over time, you'll be very happy you did so.
I think that's the best advice, right, is to have a plan and to stick with it no matter what, is not to take money out to go pay for a trip or go buy something, but to keep putting in, even if it's $100 a month or whatever it is, to keep doing it every single month.
Right. If your goal is to build wealth over the long term, just keep investing every single month. Don't worry too much about, you know, whether the market's up or market's down. The market generally returns on average between 8 and 10% a year on average. And that's been going on for the past 60 to 70 years. It may not happen this year in 2022. We're going through a rough period in the stock market. That's happened before. Do you know what? Stocks revert to the mean. They come out of it and they grow 8 to 10% a year. That's why we say, folks, you've got to start investing. The younger you start, the better. Why? Because you take advantage of the magic of the stock market. And that is the fairy dust of compound growth, right? Money growing over time, money growing on top of itself, and taking advantage of those returns. Time is your friend, especially if you're a young person starting to build wealth today.
And that's really the difference between having money or making money and growing money. And so I think that's great advice. The question I'd ask is, so now we have this situation where Washington, D.C. has said there's a deference on making college loan payments, and it'll be at no penalty and 0% interest. So whether I'm 25 or I'm 40 years old and I still have student loans for whatever reason, and now I've got $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 a month, maybe more, what do I do with that money?
Yeah, if you're one of those people that your loans have been deferred and there's no interest payments on it, you have a bunch of choices right now. If you have that money and you're planning to pay your student loan bills every month, use it to pay down some of your high debt, right? Especially that high credit card debt. That can be up to 19-20%. If you have credit card debt, attack that first. Attack your highest interest debt first. If you don't have debt, try to invest it if you can, or bank it. You may be going through a rough economic period here. You may want that 6 to 9 months of extra savings in the bank, Or if you have a little bit of cushion, pay back those loans because they're going to come due eventually, probably at the end of August. That's when the last deferment ends, unless the Biden administration chooses to delay it even more. But you're probably going to have to start paying those loans back come September. So if you want to get a head start on that, do it. You got that zero interest right now. But if you have extra cash, please invest if you can, or make sure you have that rainy day cushion because you're probably going to need that too.
I mean, that's the most interesting thing about the deferment on the payments is that people think that because I don't have to pay and I won't get charged, then I shouldn't. Versus just saying, no, keep paying it down. You're paying, you said, like the stock market can make you on average 8 or 9% a year over the course of 70 years. But if your interest rate is 6, 7, 8% and you can pay that off, you're making that just by paying off your debt, right?
Yeah, if you can do that and take big chunks out of the amount you own as a borrower for a student loan, then it's a great thing to do as long as you don't have other higher interest expenses out there that are eating away at you every month. If you got something on layaway, pay it off if you have that extra cash. If you have high credit card debt, pay it off if you have that extra cash. Take care of those things. Clear that away because those will eat into your returns over time. But if you've done all that and you're in a good position and you have a little bit of cushion, yeah, go ahead and start paying down your student loans because, like I said, that bill's coming due and we don't know what that interest rate's going to be once that deferment period ends at the end of August, at the end of the summer here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people hear that there's no penalty and no interest, and they go, well, now I don't have to go to Chipotle. I can go to Uncle Julio's, and I can get a margarita and just spend the money. But your advice is save it, and I agree with you, and we've got a hop. But, Caleb, thank you for joining us. And, everybody, go to Investopedia.com and read about what you need to do with your money.